Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs. Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of February 15th, 2021. On this week's agenda, we are going to be talking all about collagen, what it is, and how it benefits your health. From poor gut health to wrinkled skin to aching joints, there's no end to the list of problems for which collagen is often touted as a panacea. It's no surprise then that a Global Market Insights report forecasts the global collagen industry is expected to balloon to more than $6 billion by the year 2026 as more and more consumers become inclined towards healthy living. Now, even that there's an abundance of collagen products on the market, including capsules, shots, powders, even coffee creamers. All of these things are said to combat the effects of aging. But what exactly is collagen anyway? Well, let's start there. What is collagen? Collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and it acts as your skin's scaffolding agent. It helps keep your skin taut, elastic, and it also helps provide structure for your skin as well. It also makes up a significant portion of your connective tissues, your tendons, ligaments, and muscles, to make sure that your body's connective tissue can withstand moving and stretching and straining and different things like this. However, after you reach the age of about 25, your body will begin to break down collagen faster than it can create it. And that can result in an average decrease of collagen production by about 1.5% per year. It's only natural that we might want to take in more collagen to fill that shortage, right? Well, before you go around praising collagen as the holy grail of healthcare, there are a couple of caveats that you need to be aware of. First, ingesting collagen isn't the same as increasing natural collagen production, because your digestive juices will actually destroy some of that protein when it hits your gut. In addition to that, research surrounding collagen's effects have also been inconclusive, because there's many different intervening factors in the available scientific literature that we do need to take into account. But what I would like to suggest, and I don't want these caveats to put you off, that collagen does appear to have many health benefits, and it's backed by both anecdotal and laboratory evidence. So keep listening to find out what exactly these different health benefits might be. Well, first and foremost, collagen is good for your skin. Better skin health reduces wrinkles, adds a rosier complexion, and those are a couple of the many benefits that collagen users frequently rave about. Collagen can help cleanse the body by eliminating free radicals, and it improves cellular processes. So it's through these mechanisms that you can experience reduced wrinkles and slowed aging of skin. And though the research to back this up is still in its infancy, a PubMed review of previous studies on collagen concludes that the use of oral collagen supplementation, both for short and long term, does actually show promising effects on wound healing and combating skin aging. Collagen also protects your joints. Collagen powder can be used by athletes drinking a collagen hydrolyzed supplement. And in one study, they experienced less joint pain than their peers who took a placebo. So that's good news for both young and old alike, looking to take collagen supplements to address joint pain. Another article explained that studies on collagen for joint health date back to around the early 90s, which makes it more complete than other areas of collagen research. So most of the studies have pointed to collagen ingestion as a way to mitigate arthritis symptoms, but how exactly that happens is still needs to be explored. Other things that collagen can do, it can boost your immune system. I do have an article, an old post on supporting your immune system. And in that, I outline a few different ways to build a robust defense against pathogens and illnesses. And collagen can help do that for you, in addition to eating a balanced diet and practicing good stress management techniques. And that's because collagen contains a very critical amino acid called glutamine. Glutamine promotes cell healing and immune cell production, and it does that by providing fuel for white blood cells and specific intestinal cells, which mobilize the body's natural defense mechanisms against sickness. Due to the unique amino acid profile of collagen, I also recommend some of my clients add a collagen protein powder to their morning routine. It can help repair gut mucosa and support a brain-healthy diet while adding a little bit of extra protein that most people don't seem to be getting enough of, especially as we age. As you can see, there are plenty of potential benefits to taking collagen supplements. And though most studies would dispute it, there is a growing body of evidence and research to suggest otherwise. In summary, collagen definitely has its place in helping support our gut health, proper skin and joint health, immune system function, and it shows promise in combating skin aging. As always, I welcome your thoughts and value your feedback. Please let me know how you use collagen and tell me what you think by dropping me a line or commenting below this podcast. And if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to check out my website at happyhuman.com. That's happy with an I. Feel free to email me at kelly@happyhuman.com and come in. See me, make an appointment today. You don't have to live in the same city as me to receive my help in neuronutrition either, because I definitely help people all over the world using my secure online portal. If you'd like more information, or if you'd like to hear some different things that I offer or that I might be able to do for you, drop me a line, kelly@happyhuman.com, or visit my website and check out our services page. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic week, everyone. Stay well, and I'll talk to you next time.